Caffeine-powered radio. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:11 on Taking the Lead. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2019. Glad you could join us. And it's time for the Wow Factor with St. Joe Today. Danielle Crevier in the house this morning. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Good. How are you?
Glad you could be here. You're, on a cloudy day, you're always a ray of sunshine to bring in this morning as you sit there all bundled up in your coat like you think it's 30 below outside. But
Just prepared.
just prepared. So what's going on? We got another busy weekend coming up.
Yeah, I'm
going
to give you a quick rundown of what's happening this weekend before I introduce my awesome guest. Yeah. For this week. Tonight, kicking things off, we've got Thirsty Thursday at Coach's Bar and Grill. That's happening at 5 p.m. We've got a family fun night rolling with my peeps at Silver Beach Carousel from 4 to 8:30. This morning, we've got some a story time at Forever Books, and it's normally with Poppy, but Poppy's on vacation, so Steven's going to take the lead on that one. Uh-huh. So that's at 10:45 a.m. this morning. Team Trivia is back at Sister Lakes Brewing, and the Brewery Comedy Tour is happening at Silver Harbor Brewing. We've also got Scrabble Night and Teen Origami Night and Euchre Club happening at the St. Joe Public Library, and a Good Friday service happening at 7 tonight. And the Livery is actually hosting a Community Pint Night, which is supporting the Southwest Michigan Mini Maker Fair, and that's happening tonight from 5 to 8.
You can breathe a little bit. So,
all right. And then heading right into Friday, we've got Infusco Coffee Give Back. That's happening all day over at Infusco in Sawyer, Michigan. And the Livery's going to have their 5th annual Funk Fest this weekend on Friday and Saturday as well. Lots of live music and awesome things happening over there. Heading into Saturday, we've got 4:15 a.m. session number 3 from 3 to 9 p.m. happening at North Pier. So that's a release for them. A Super Saturday featuring Bald Eagles at the Curious Kids Museum. So that's a take and make craft happening from noon to 4, free with Curious Kids admission or membership. And then we've got a Kids Night Out on Saturday from 4 to 9 at the YMCA in Niles and Buchanan. So make sure you sign up for that. We've also have the Easter Extravaganza happening down at the Carousel from 11 to 5. They're going to award random prize winners on the Carousel throughout the day. And then also the Easter Extravaganza is happening at the St. Joe First UMC Church. So those are two Easter egg hunts happening at 11 and at 1 for kids 5th grade and under. There's also some family basket drawings, so you can win a park pass for the year, a dinner at Silver Beach Pizza, or a Celebration Cinema gift card. So lots of fun things happening over there. We've also got the Superhero 5K happening on Saturday with the Southwest Michigan Racers, and an Unwrapped concert series concert happening on Saturday night at the Box Factory. And then Sunday, we've got lots of Easter brunches happening. So at Planks, we've got one at Bistro, we've got one at Tabor Hill, the Lake House. I would encourage you to call today and early, just in case. A lot of those, I'm sure, as I said, are already sold out.
Yeah.
Just as I said them.
Exactly.
And then we've got an art plague workshop happening at the Krazzle on Sunday as well, and live music happening at DeBlon. So there is lots going on.
Yeah, and there's more. And
of course,
you can, to find out the full list, though, we can go to...
Yeah, you can always visit us at stjitterday.com or follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, great thing. Now, you brought some guests into the studio
this morning.
Some a couple of people, no stranger to the microphones here. Introduce who you brought.
Yeah, we've got Paul Mao and Marty Hess. They're from the Ghostlight Theater, the new theater in Benton Harbor.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Welcome. How are you?
Good, man. Because there's not enough going on, clearly.
I know.
We've decided to insert ourselves into the... fun all summer long here in the Southwest Michigan Extravaganza and the Benton Harbor Arts District with a new theater company called the Ghostlight Theater.
I know. I've been following it on Facebook here and seeing all the pictures. I mean, the build cycle here, I guess you could call it, is just exciting. Every time you post a picture, Paul, it's like, wow.
Thanks, Ray.
You're moving
really
fast.
We need you
and
those rays of sunshine. I like that little double entendre. We're very excited. So our mission is to further establish Southwest Michigan as a vibrant arts destination. To do that, the Ghostlight Theater was founded to showcase uniquely engaging theatrical productions and to provide all ages storytelling education throughout our community. So we are actually starting next week with open auditions for anybody that wants to come sing, dance, act, show us what they want to do and thinks they want to get on stage this summer. So we'll be bringing in some ringers from outside the community to maybe do a couple of leads here and there. But we have 5 shows actually that I'm producing and directing, that we're producing and directing. I'm the co-founder with Marty here, and she'll talk a lot in a second. But I'll just run down the... So open auditions this next week at the Ghostlight. We're actually going to be auditioning just a block away at 175 Territorial. And the open auditions are this next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. from 5 to 8 p.m. So all you need to do is bring a monologue or bring a 16 to 32 bar musical theater piece to sing. Bring a resume, bring a headshot so we remember you. We'll take photos. We'll have lots of questions. Even if you don't come that prepared and say, I just want to help out, this is going to be a real passion project
for
the whole
community. That's what I was going to ask, Paul. I mean, what if you don't, what if you're not a, like myself, you're not a good performer, but you can always use some,
lots of jobs to do.
I was going to say, some behind the scenes stuff.
Absolutely. So we'll need a name and an email address, and you come in and tell us what you'd like to do, and you want to be a part of this new venture, and you have some time in the summer to give to these different projects. So let me make sure the shows include,
where
our opening show is the Bridges of Madison County, and that starts June 13th. So we'll be auditioning and going right into rehearsals for that first
June
thing
13th.
In May.
That's pretty aggressive to try to put something together so
quick. And finish building a building.
I'm telling you.
So that's June 13th through 23rd. So it's basically every show is 2 weekends of our shows at the Ghostlight Theater.
Thursday through Sunday.
June 13th through 23rd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the evening, 8 p.m., and then Sundays at 2.
Afternoon.
And then so we go right from the Bridges of Madison County into No Exit, a existential classic by Jean-Paul Sartre. It is in English, even though it sounds like it's in French. So that's after the July 4th holiday, July 11th through 21. That's a play. So the first one's a musical, second one's a play. Then we take a little bit of a respite because I'm also producing and directing the symphonies productions for the 10th summer of West Side Story, which is no big deal. Just a little show about some Puerto Ricans and some white kids, you know, getting along on the Upper West Side. Not getting along. So, but the first time ever, we're doing that for 2 nights on Silver Beach instead of one, which is very exciting. So that's July 26th and 27th. But again, these auditions are for all 5 of these shows.
Okay.
So if you say, oh my gosh, West Side Story, when will I ever get an opportunity to be in that show again? Come out and sing. And then another play, Clybourne Park, will happen August 1st through 11th at the Ghostlight Theater. And then we'll end the season August 22nd through September 1st with a hilarious dystopian musical called Urinetown, the musical.
Many bad jokes I could make.
Yes, lots of pee jokes. So again, please prepare a 30 to 60 second monologue for a play, as well as 1 to 2 32-bar selections of musical theater for these auditions. And we have a lot more going on other than that. Marty's going to talk to us a little bit about our campaign and some other stuff. What do you got, Marty?
Well, one of the other things that's going on this summer is a summer camp, and there's an organization in Chicago called Circus Steam that has, for 19 years, had a very successful program in 21 different neighborhoods around Chicago. And it's much like Cirque du Soleil, kind of acrobatics and performance.
But for children's training.
Yeah, this is children, 6 to 16. And the summer camp application is on our website, which is Ghostlight BH, like Benton Harbor, ghostlightbh.com. The summer camps run June 17th, one week June 17th to 21st, and a second week June 24th to 28th. And on the Fridays of that week, they'll actually have a performance, and families and friends are welcome to come, no charge. And you can see some of the things the kids have been learning. The program has been tremendously successful in Chicago, and they are calling it here Circus Steam Michigan. Fun. So it's their first venture into Michigan. We're very excited to have them at Ghostlight.
Well, we've had great funding help from our sponsors, donors, and the Upton Foundation as well.
Do we want to give a little quick shameless plug?
Upton. We love the Upton Foundation.
The Upton Foundation is wonderful. There are some scholarships available. The Benton Harbor Education Foundation has scholarships for students from the Benton Harbor Area School District. The St. Joe and Lakeshore School Foundations also have some scholarships available for students.
Tell me, Paul, about the how did you come up with the idea for Ghostlight, and when did you first start putting this together?
You know, I'm not going to lie. When I first came back to town after going to grad school in like 2007, 2008, I'd already done a few children's music workshop summers here. And Chicago has over 250 storefront theaters. And those people come here for the summer for a weekend or a month or a day.
Right.
And a lot of them have that theater bug. And so I've been on the board at Twin City Players, and the Twin City Players is a great thing for our community.
Right.
But they kind of shutter their doors in the summer. So my thought was, well, if we have triple, quadruple the amount of people in the hotels all summer long, every once in a while it might rain. Every once in a while they might get sick of being on the beach all day.
Yeah.
And they're looking for something to do after dinner. So I've been in the Arts District for a long time.
Right.
With the Citadel and other ventures down there. And just made sense. And actually, Ken Ankley, who's a great philanthropist and a friend down in the Benton Harbor Arts District, walked me into this building 4 years ago and said, You think we could ever turn this into a black box theater?
Yeah.
And he did that again two or three more times before I finally figured out, oh, you mean me? Oh, I should help you do this. And then I made fast friends with Marty, and she's been an incredible partner. And we made it happen. And we had a big fundraiser last summer to say, what do you guys think?
Right.
And we raised $170,000. And so that made us, okay, let's...
In a single afternoon.
This is going to happen.
Let's turn this so a lot of people think, oh, you did it. Well... There's a lot more fundraising to be done. We're up against it right now, to be honest. And so I'm sending a loud plea through the microphone. Anybody that's interested in show sponsors or helping us get this thing off the ground with reckless abandon and aplomb, we really do need the help. So, yeah.
If anybody's looking to help out.
We have lots of giving opportunities on the website. Some people are, for $250, will put a plaque on a seat with a name or a dedication.
In memory of,
memory of or in honor of. You can be a show sponsor. You can sponsor the whole season. You can name the lobby or the office or the box office. You can...
Or you can just say, I love this idea. Here's 10 grand.
It's
a nonprofit, so we can write that
it's
off.
It's a not-for-profit. Everything's tax deductible. We are looking for donations to help us build a beautiful sound system and great stage lighting. So we have that campaign underway. So we have lots of things going on.
So where are you at right now, Paul, with the construction? I mean, when are you looking to get it pretty much ready to start?
You know, we could turn on the lights today and do something, we're trying to actually invest in some a light board and a soundboard and some LED lights and things like that. And it'll be in different phases. Probably we won't have the $35,000 worth of lights the first summer, but those are the things we're still trying to invest in. The building is mostly built out.
The plumbing is being installed today. All the sinks and toilets and everything. The painting is done. It's in great shape.
It's a beautiful space, and it's very, very efficient. There's a couple of offices. There's a backstage area for men's and women's dressing room. There's a room for the orchestra. There's five bathrooms in the space so that people can run in and out for an intermission, and a nice lobby and a box office. And so 4,800 square feet. It sounds bigger than it is, but we've used every last square foot. So
are you going to have some sort of an open house before the first production then?
We probably will have like a soft open once we actually feel like we can have a soft open. We still have to request occupancy from the state and all that, the city and things like that. So we have to wait till the faucets and the HVAC work and are turned on before we can do that. So in the coming weeks, it's going to be fast and furious.
So
we have a big event for a big, exciting opening. We have Broadway composer Jason Robert Brown coming from New York. He will be in concert. We have a big tent rented and a stage and a grand piano coming. And the event's on June 29th, also on our website.
Okay.
He composed the first musical that we're doing. So he's coming in the weekend after those shows.
Right.
So people can enjoy those shows and say, wait, the actual Broadway Tony Award-winning composer for this show is coming next week?
Yeah.
I got to go see that.
Exactly.
So that's our red carpet premiere gala. So it's after we've actually done a couple of shows in the space.
So recap again, Paul, you're looking for some people to come in basically try out next week.
Yes, sir.
So run that down real quick.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, 5 to 8 p.m. More information on our website, on our Facebook page. Try Paul Mile Productions or Marty Hess. Hit us up, whatever you need, if you have any other questions. There's going to be a lot of people there helping out, and we can't wait to see everybody come out and show us that they want to be a part of this.
Yeah, Marty, that website again for more information?
GhostlightBH.com, BH like Benton Harbor.
Awesome. Paul Mile, Marty Hess from Ghostlight Theater. Danielle, anything else for the good of the order, as Pat would always say?
No. I think we're all set, but of course, you can always find us at stjourday.com, find us on Facebook or other social media channels, and also stop in the Welcome Center downtown 301 State Street, right across from the Chocolate Cafe.
Awesome. That's the wow factor for this Thursday. Thanks to all of you for coming in.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
All right.